Hi, my name is Jenny Azubia and I'm here on Audio Boo to just share some things that have really been pressing on my mind. Now, one of the main things today that has been pressing on my mind is people being in their dead-end jobs just so they can be responsible enough to pay their bills. But on the other end, they are absolutely stressed out, depressed, and unfulfilled. Now, 4 years ago, I was in that same position where I was employed by a company. When I first started the job, I really loved the job because I was doing what I thought I loved doing. And then while being in the job, I grew. I started to want more out of life. I realized that the job that I was doing wasn't the job that I wanted to continue doing. The realization was real for me, and I couldn't deny it. I couldn't deny that I wasn't being fulfilled. I was bored, and I wanted a change. And the more I resisted this change, was the more I was feeling depressed. Every Sunday night before a Monday morning, because the thought of leaving my home to go into a job that I knew I didn't want to do was so depressing. So what I had to do was find a solution because this problem wasn't going away. Yes, I had responsibilities. Yes, I was afraid. But I had to be real with myself. I had to be real with myself about the current problem. And the only way to solve this problem really was either to find myself another job, leave this current job, or pretend that it wasn't happening, that I wasn't feeling unfulfilled and dissatisfied, pretend that I wasn't depressed, and pretend to be happy like a lot of people do. I couldn't do it to myself because the truth is the only person that I'd be lying to would be myself, and I couldn't do that to myself. I wouldn't do that to myself. So I had to make a consecutive decision. I had to tell myself that you either stay in this position or you leave this position to create another position. 4 years I gave my energy to this position. 4 years. And I was hardly ever sick. And if I was taking time off for sick, it's because I really could not face that day. And the thought of it was making me really sick. So can you imagine people that have this same feeling that I had and they override that feeling and stay in that position that's causing that feeling? Do you know how many people are living their lives and have lived their lives and will continue to live their lives like this? Now, not only is being in a position like this soul destroying, it's health destroying as well. It's mind destroying. It's physical destroying. It's a position that will destroy you until you die because it causes stress. And stress causes acid in the body. And acid causes the body and the organs to dysfunction. So it really is deeper than what people actually think. You know, you can't override this. You can't override the problem that is a part of your life every day. That problem, eventually, one day will need a solution. And if you don't find that solution, then something is going to suffer deeply. So we need to really think about this. We really need to be honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, why am I still in a job or in a position that no longer fulfills me? What is it I'm afraid of? Why is it I feel that I cannot change? And if I do change my job, what would it look like? How would I be as a person? Who would I become as a person? Would I be happier? Would I be sad? You're never going to know until you make that move. You'll always be wondering and wondering, what if only, why didn't I? A lot of people have these very thoughts and these very questions every day of their life until they get to that age of retirement, where, you know, that retirement where you're no longer any use to the master, the boss. You sit in your chair, not able to be useful anymore. And most people that don't feel useful end up feeling useless. So before you get to that age of regret or that stage of regret, why not make that change now while you can? Because there's nothing stopping you from making that change except for your fear. But you have to conquer that fear. You have to question, why is that fear there? Most people that have fear, it's of the unknown. It's the unknown. They don't have enough confidence within themselves or enough belief in themselves to know at least that they can make that change. So they end up being in that same position for most of their life until one day they get sick and they can't go into work. For me, sickness is not always a bad thing. Sickness can be two things. It could make you slow down so you have time and space to reflect on your life. Or sickness can be a wake-up call. It's time to wake up, because in order for anybody to be sick, there is something that's dysfunctioning within the body. Most people don't take the time out to find out what is actually no longer functioning correctly. They keep on carrying on, knowing that they don't have the health or the strength to carry on, but they push it. They push their own boundaries until their position or their health becomes chronic. This is the state of a lot of employees. There are a lot of employees that are masking their depression. They're masking how they really feel. You ask them how they're doing, they smile and they say, I'm okay. Now, nobody has to tell anybody else the truth, but there's one person that you can't lie to, and that's yourself. You know, what is the point of going to a job every day from 9 to 5:30 till 6, and by the time you come home, it's time to go back to sleep, and then it's time to get back up, and then you go on that same loop again. It's just like a gerbil or a mouse that's on a wheel. They are continuously going around that wheel every day. They ain't going anywhere. And unless you want that kind of life, being in a cage, and that cage can represent the office's four walls, and the wheel can represent your life just going around and around in a circle, but really you're not going anywhere, then that's fine. But I'm here to tell you that there is so much more to life. And in order for you to experience that more, you have to face your fears, because the more is beyond the fear. And unless you face the fear and remove that fear or change your perception of that fear, fear doesn't go anywhere. It remains there. And that means that you will remain in that situation for maybe the rest of your life. Now, to think about that, to put myself in your position to think about that, that is some scary shit. And that is the position that I was in. I was like, I can't do this for the rest of my life. I can't even do this for the next month. And so I went away. And I took a 6 weeks holiday. Took a 6 week holiday in Barbados, and I came back, and I handed in my resignation. I handed in my notice. I was like, "Yo, I can't do this anymore." I didn't tell anybody but myself. I was talking to myself. I could not do this anymore, and I needed to find a way out. And I did. 4 years later, I'm self-employed, working for myself on my way to financial freedom. And you can find us at financialfreedomforlife.co.uk.